Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Summer bodies are made during the winter. We've heard that before. Some of us are still working on those summer bodies, and others haven't started yet. Is there time? Well, tonight we're talking about getting fit and staying fit for the summer and beyond. My guests are Dr. Leona Coach L.B. Brown. She's a master trainer and the woman keeping WHUR's own Millette Green fit and fine on her segments on News 4 here in D.C. And Jamal Piper. He's a health and wellness consultant as well as a personal trainer. And he's also the personal trainer for Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrooks, among others. Well, tonight, we are going to get you fit. We're going to get you fine. We're going to talk about staying healthy during the summer and beyond. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, you're welcome to tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Hey, gang. How you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Good, good. Okay. So, Coach LB, is that like pounds, LB, libs, LBS? Is the S, is it supposed to be like Coach Pounds?
People mispronounce my name so much, just call me LB.
How do you mispronounce Leona?
Trust me, when they're out of breath, a lot of things come out.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not just Leona. Yeah, I got a personal trainer. He's sadistic, disrespectful, mean, worth every dime.
Right. So, the money's worth.
Yeah, that's right. How do you define a summer body?
How do I define a summer body?
How do you define a summer body?
Well, first of all, summer bodies are made 365. I don't believe they're just made in the winter. It's every day. It's a process. A summer body is not about, you know, how you look physically, but just how you feel all the way around. It's total wellness for me. So that's how I view the summer body.
But a lot of people, Jamal, don't believe that because when the heat comes up, the clothes come off, the bathing suits go on, and people are really, really focusing on looking good. I've spoken to several people on social media, and they're like, boy, I tell you, as soon as my child gets out of school, I'm going to work on my body, because they've been working on it by perhaps eating too much and neglecting it when the weather's cold.
Yeah, if you've been diligent, the sun will give you the opportunity to show off more of the work that you've been doing. And as LB said, it is a process 365, 24/7. Even your sleep is part of your process.
Really?
Yes. You know, lack of sleep can cause, you know, make fat burning more difficult. So the summer just it really is a showcase. But if you haven't gotten started yet, use the summer as a motivator. Mm-hmm. But don't let it be a start stop.
Mm-hmm. But so many people just stop. Is this the time to start with a goal of looking what some would define as presentable during the summer? Is there a good or a bad time to start?
Starting today, right now. There's never a right time or wrong time to start fitness. It's an everyday journey. So if you wake up in the morning and say today is going to be my day, then today is your day.
How do you start?
Putting 2 feet on the ground and walking forward. And it's actually a mental thing, too. You have to tell yourself daily, like, I can do this. I can reach my goal. I can accomplish my fitness goal.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
How do you define or determine your fitness goals, Jamal, particularly if you've been, you know, kind of sitting around like Jabba the Hutt for several months and, you know?
Well, one, I think is it requires some self-awareness, to be honest with yourself, about where you are, how inactive or active that you've been. And if you have any doubt, consult a professional and get an assessment. Take all the mystery out of it. You know, have somebody, you know, your weight, your body fat, take measurements, take pictures, do a physical assessment. So from your appearance and your overall wellness, assessment can be made. This is your starting point. And we can establish some realistic goals and timelines to get you where you need to be. And as a professional, sometimes we need to tell you where you need to be. This is not necessarily what you think.
Really? Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about getting fit and staying fit for the summer and beyond. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call. Again, at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. The doctor is in, by the way. So do you need to, before someone comes to see you, Dr. Brown?
Yes, sir.
Should they go see their physician, their family practitioner?
Well, when I do my fitness consultants, when a client's coming to the first time, I'll always tell them you should consult your primary care physician before starting any kind of training regimen, to making sure that you can, number one, that your numbers are good, your blood pressure, sugar levels, all of that. Because sometimes, you know, when we're working hard through day to day and we're eating and we're traveling and we're not sleeping, we're not getting the adequate rest, we don't really know what's going on inside our body. So anytime you're starting any type of training regimen, you want to consult your physician just to make sure you've got a clean bill of health.
Let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about looking good and being healthy for the summer and beyond. Let me talk to Melanie. Melanie calling from Laurel. Thanks for calling, Melanie. What's on your mind?
Thank you so much. I do have a question for Coach LB. I've had experience with her boot camps before, and I love it, and I'm ready to get back into strength training. But I've had a little bit of an issue because of illness. I'm trying to get over bronchitis right now, and I want to know, can Coach LB suggest anything that I can do that's not necessarily cardio, but strength training right now until I can get back on the road? That'll be helpful.
Melanie, thanks for calling in. We excited to hear your voice and to know you're doing good. Strength training. If you can't make it to the gym, you can start at home. You can do, we talked about functional training. So you can do some squats on your own. You can do some lunges. Those are things you can do right where you're at until you can get back into the gym. And even talking about the cardio, if you can just go for a nice leisurely walk, to get your lungs back up. I understand bronchitis. I'm an asthmatic myself. So I understand the other side of that, but you can do it. You know my phrase, trust the process, 1% improvement every day.
But to that point, bronchitis, obviously, you know, an issue with breathing. Melanie, are you completely done with it? I mean, are you completely healed, or are you still on the mend?
No, I'm still on the mend. I'm halfway through a course of steroids to help with it. So the breathing is still a little difficult. So I know I can't start running again, but I do want to do a couple of things at home to keep the strength up, so that I'm ready to go back to whatever boot camps and things are coming up, so I can get this summer body going again.
Is that wise?
Yes, as long as she's been cleared by her doctor and the doctor says, hey, go ahead and start slowly and getting back into your fitness regimen. You know, like I said, you can go for a nice leisurely walk, you know, make sure she's breathing. You know, you want to make sure that the atmosphere is good, because when you're dealing with bronchitis, any little thing can throw you off. So, Melanie, you know, do that. You know, do your squats at home. You know, test the waters a little bit, but just make sure you get cleared by your doctor first. And then the biggest thing is stay encouraged, stay motivated. And I know you work hard. I've seen your work ethic. So you're going to get back into it. Okay? Mm-hmm. You just got to trust the process.
Melanie, thank you so much, and good health to you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Maryland calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling, Maryland. What's on your mind?
Hi, yes, good afternoon, and thanks for having this segment. This
sure.
is awesome. I'm a 52-year African-American woman. I've always pretty much been in shape, never really had to work out. I'm somewhat of a curvy woman, and I've just begun to gain weight. I'm very active. I swing dance four nights a week. I walk. I wear high heels. I run. But I have an area above my navel that's protruding, so it just seems like my fat just kind of sits there. A couple of months ago, I lost about 17 pounds, and primarily was doing the apple cider vinegar and lemons and water, and it seemed to have gone down, but it just seems like that's my trouble area, and I notice most people have the fat below the navel, but mine seems to be above. Is there any reason for that?
Well, the thing with trouble areas, especially when it comes to fat or excess skin, is you can't spot reduce a problem area. Especially, okay. You can't say, okay, whether it's on the side or your stomach, there's not an exercise to deal with that spot. As your fat comes down, your body fat comes down and the inches come down, your body's going to respond. And some areas respond faster than others. You know, for example, I've had experiences where someone's lower body gets smaller faster than their upper body and vice versa. They lose it in their waist first, their face, their arms. So it sounds like you've made progress, and this is the last area that's kind of taking its time and not moving as fast as you would like. So be patient, stay the course. And it's, you know, if you've lost 17 pounds, congratulations on that. And it sounds like you're moving in the right direction, but just keep going, because that just may be the place that that's your trouble spot.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And good luck to you. Before I go back to the phone lines, she said something that I thought was interesting. She said, I was doing the apple cider vinegar diet and the lemon thing. What is the apple cider vinegar diet and lemon thing? Because you hear so much about that and other kinds of fad diets, keto diets, and all of these other kinds of things. But the reality is that that's not eating. That's, what is that?
You want to take this one first?
Here's the issue that's going on in the health, wellness, fitness community. We are oversaturated with information. Social media is helping and it's hurting, because you see a quick hit. I put an apple cider vinegar and a glass of water and lemon. Put a picture before after. This will. I'm gonna try that. Mm-hmm. You know, did that work? And certain things are tried, tested, and true. They've been working since the beginning of mankind, is healthy eating habits and being active. It's battle tested. You know, so just stick to those basics. If you want your apple cider vinegar and your lemon, fine. But make sure you're doing
nasty.
Yeah, make sure you're doing the other things as well, in terms of, you know, the food and activity level and consistency. Right. And don't try these tricks that throw your metabolism all off. Because sometimes people will do something extreme, have success, the metabolism gets all jacked up when they go back to quote-unquote normal eating. And they're like, oh my goodness, what happened?
Right. I like to say this. There are no quick fixes. There's only lifestyle changes. So, Harold, you can't outwork a bad diet. So these things are temporary. You can do them for a certain amount of time, and then your body's going to plateau. And once your body plateaus, then what normally happens when we do these fad diets and we're saturated with all of these things that are happening through social media, you're going to end up actually putting your body, it's going to be counterproductive for your body. So that may be 17 pounds you lost in the beginning. If you're not eating correctly, if you're not having a continuous training regimen, you can actually counter reverse that little bit of 17 pounds that you lost, and you can actually gain it on the opposite side. And so that's where the frustration comes in the fitness journey, is because we're tapping in and we're looking at what's happening on social media. We're seeing our social media fitness gurus, and then we say, well, I want to look like that. So we think about that body image, and then we start doing all these different crazy things, and then we're messing our bodies up, and now our bodies can't work properly.
And I would imagine it would be extremely difficult if you're doing the apple cider vinegar and lemon and all of that, and you do that for a month or two, mm-hmm. and then somebody throws a chicken leg or a bowl of potato salad at you, and you're done.
And then you're feeling guilty about it, because you're not just being balanced. The three words I use with my clients are balance, variety, and moderation. You know, our elite athletes, yes, they have to eat a certain way because they're training and performing at a high level. And when we're talking about our junior population, you know, our workers, 9 to 5, our mothers, our parents, you know, our professional individuals, when we talk about how they're doing their life rhythm, of course, they're going to have to do things maybe a little bit differently. But it's just taking the time and making those good choices every day. Fitness is 365 all the time.
I need to take a break real quick, but before I do, I want to make sure that I have your information out there. Coach LB, what is your website?
Sure, it's www.conversionfitness.net.
Conversionfitness.net?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, and Jamal, yours?
www.piperfitness.com.
Piperfitness.com. Okay, Sonia calling from Waldorf. Tiffany also calling from Waldorf. We're going to talk to you next. Lines are still open. give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you're having difficulty getting through, please keep trying. I promise we will be taking your phone calls even after 7:30, so don't hang up. You will be able to hear the program. And stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about getting fit and staying fit for the summer and beyond. My guests are Dr. Leona Coach LB Brown. She's a master trainer. And of course, the woman keeping our own Mollette Green fit and fine on those segments that we've seen over the past month or so on News 4. I don't think Mollette needs any help. She's always looking good.
You know, she works hard.
Yes, she most certainly does. Also, we have Jamal Piper. He's a health and wellness consultant and personal trainer. Also the personal trainer for Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrooks, among others. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Sonia, calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling, Sonia. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you?
Doing just fine. Sonia, you are breaking up. Try that one more time, please. Sonia, give us a call back, and if you get through, I promise I will take your call. I think you may be in a bad spot. Let's go to Tiffany, calling from Waldorf. Tiffany, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, Ms. Patricia. How are you? Thank you for having us on your show.
I'm doing just fine. Thank you. Go right ahead.
This question was for Coach LB. I've been watching the NBC for Get Fit for Spring with Mollette Green. Mollette looks awesome. Well, she always looks awesome, but
thank you.
I can't wait to see her get into her dress. I am so excited. I am not a gym person. I do not like going to the gym. I really don't like working out. I prefer working out outside, but I find myself doing better when I work out in groups, and I miss the boot camp that you led for Mollette Green. It was a little too early. I'm just wondering, are there any other boot camps out there that you all are doing, or what can I do to get started in a group atmosphere so that I'm struggling along with other people and it's not just me by myself?
Oh, I got you, Tiff. Thanks for calling in. Oh, thank you. Yes, June 15th, 7:45 a.m., we're going to have our boot camp for June, 8401 Good Luck Road in Lanham, Maryland. We're going to continue beyond this Get Fit for Spring campaign. We had an amazing time with Angela Halseberg and all that came out, didn't we? We had an amazing time. So we're going to keep that train going, Tiff. So once again, mark your calendars, June 15th, everybody, where it's going to be an amazing time. We've got a live DJ is going to be there. We're going to have refreshments and we have some giveaways. So can I say this? If you want a training session with Coach LB, we're going to raffle some of that off for you guys. So if you're looking to get the summer training going, I want to see you guys on the 15th.
Thank you so much for your phone call. What about those people who don't like going to the gym but may need a little more inspiration? What do you suggest? I mean, is it not, and let's be realistic, not everyone can afford a personal trainer. You guys are expensive.
Yeah, can be for sure. Got to eat like everybody else.
Yeah, there's that.
But if you have several options, one, you can work out at home. You can, you know, kettlebells, bands, your body weight, of course. They have these pull-up bars you can put on your door, several apps you have, or you can go to a studio, boot camp studio, spin studio, some kind of structured environment that's specialized and do that. Because one thing about group training, the benefit is the cost. It's less cost than one-on-one. My view on group training is that it's cost-effective. You're in a controlled environment. It's a sense of community. What the challenges can be for some people is they progress so far in the group that they have some specialized needs for them that the group instructor can't give them because they worried about the group.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had friends say, I've been doing such and such for X time, but my legs, my arms. I said, well, keep going to your class, but also you need to spend some time on yourself.
Right.
What are your needs, and they need special attention that sometimes the group is giving you some, but not all. So you can do both. But again, you always have to assess and evaluate as you progress in your fitness journey because it's levels. You may have graduated to one level and you're ready to move on to something else.
Let's go to Terry. Terry calling from Lanham. Hey, Terry, what's on your mind?
Hello, good evening. Thank you for having this segment.
Sure.
I wanted to say one thing. Having a personal trainer is so important because they show you how to do the exercise, how to properly use the machine. So if you can afford it, it's really good to have a trainer. But what I was calling about, my question for Dr. LB, I'm a little older.
What's a little older, Terry?
Well, now you want to tell my age.
You called.
You're getting personal.
Talk to me, Terry. This is an extremely intimate show. just between you, me, and the other 300,000 people listening.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Well, I mean, how old are you? I'm sure there are other Terrys in Lanham. I grew up in Lanham, so I know them all.
Well, I'm not quite 60, but I'm almost there.
Okay. Well, God bless you.
Amen.
Not everybody can say that. So with that said, what's your question?
My question is, I want to be fit. Should I start eating properly? Is that the first thing? Or should I exercise? I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat meat. I will mm-hmm. eat fish. So I think my diet is okay, but mm-hmm. I want to get fit, so I wanted to ask Dr. LB, what would she suggest?
Sure. As opposed to age, I was a huge Aaliyah fan. Age is nothing but a number. And so, Terry, my youngest client was 5. We had junior Spartan racers, and the oldest client that I've trained has been 80. And so
wow.
It's never too late. For you, the question is, you said you're eating right. You're a pescatarian. I'm a pescatarian, so I understand that. Food choices, it's about having that balance. Is you're eating right, and then you're getting out. If you're just getting started, just start walking. Walking is easy on your joints. It doesn't take a lot to walk. Get those 2 feet going. If you're just starting out, maybe walk for 15 minutes. Okay, every other day until your body gets used to that movement. And once you get used to that movement, then keep on going. Add about 10 minutes here, then you get mm-hmm. up to 30 minutes, and now you've created a consistent training regimen for yourself, and then you can get into the group fitness training. Then you say, what? I want to learn a little bit more. And that's where that's where personal trainers come in, because now you get pinpointed focus on your training regimen. You learn how to eat a little bit better. And then that trainer's going to say, hey, go to sleep at night. You know, what time are you going to bed? If you're getting less than 4 hours of sleep, you're going to have to sleep more. So that's where everything is like a systematic process. And when you're trying to reach your optimum wellness and fitness journey.
Okay.
Did I answer your question?
Thank you. Yes,
you're welcome.
Thank you. I'm going to try to make the boot camp.
Oh, come on out.
And we're looking, and you should look forward to 60.
Yes.
And I do.
Thank you.
Called me out in front of everybody.
Oh, everybody just called you out in front of your pastor and everybody.
Mom and them.
That's right. Terry, thank you so much. Tanya, calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you?
Just fine. What's on your mind?
Thanks for having me. I'm looking for tips. I have a herniated disc. For the most part, I feel fine. But I want to know what someone with a herniated disc, some tips maybe, for someone with a herniated disc to get into the judge of getting, myself together.
Yeah, there are things you can do, but you definitely need to be careful. And, you know, I've had experience dealing with people, you know, herniated disc or some form of injury, and it doesn't have to stop you. The thing is, you have to train smart, and it may require more floor exercises, more seated exercises, limit the things you can do things standing up, but you may have some limitations, like a deadlift is something you don't probably need to do right now coming with a herniated disc.
And for those who aren't familiar with what a deadlift is,
a deadlift is basically like you will have dumbbells or a barbell, and it's like you're going down to touch your toes and coming back up with resistance. And that exercise puts a lot of stress on your lower back. Also, a barbell squat. If you had a squat sitting on top of your shoulders with that weight pressing down on your torso, that's not good for your lower back. You could do a body weight squat, you know, and start with that. Leg presses, because you're sitting on a machine where your glutes and your back is supported. You definitely, since you want to be active, I would highly recommend you find a trainer to work with, because they need to work around your injuries, and you need to learn how to train around your injury so it's not counterproductive. It's toward healing. It's not toward further injuring you. And so that would be my suggestion.
Okay, Tanya, thank you so much for your phone call. The previous caller was talking about she thinks that she's eating well.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that really mean, if you're eating well? If you're eating right as you are trying to establish some fitness goals, losing weight, for example, mm-hmm. How do you define, what does that mean?
Well, a lot of times when people start out in their fitness regimens, and the first thing they want to do is they want to clean up their eating. And oftentimes what I find in training clients is they want to cut meals out altogether. They're like, well, I'm just going to starve myself. I'm just going to eat one meal a day, and then that's it. So that's counterproductive too. One of the mantras I use is red and dark, good for your heart. Okay. Dark and green, lean and mean. Okay. So you got to have a balance. I talked earlier about balance, variety, and moderation. So you want to have good carbs. You want to get your proteins in. You want to lessen those fats, oils, and sweets. And you want to bring those down. You want to increase your water intake. A lot of times we dehydrate ourselves and we don't even know it. So it's all about balance and variety, getting good proteins, good fats, good carbs, and eating consistently.
What is a good carb?
Sweet potatoes, rice are good carbs. I mean, you know, food is fuel. And a lot of times the challenge people is to change their perception of food. I mean, we all like to have food that we like to eat and, you know, good on the palate. But sometimes you need to eat that what you need, not necessarily what you like.
Mm-hmm. So how do you find that? I do a lot of cooking, a lot of it. And you said rice. Do you know how many different kinds of rice there are?
Yeah, I have to piggyback on her comment, Coach LB's comments on food, is you want to take the guessing out of the ingredients.
Okay. So what does that mean?
Basically, you want to eat foods as close to their natural source as possible. So, for example, if there was a bowl of green beans in front of us, just plain cooked or steamed green beans, we know that's green beans. Now, if you start putting butter and cream and too much salt, I'm getting it further away from its natural source,
mm-hmm.
because I'm adding these things to it that are not making it any healthier. We can make it flavorful. We can put seasoning on it. But so you can have chicken breast, a piece of fish. You go fry the fish, you go bake the fish, you go broil the fish.
Mm-hmm.
How much salt you go put on, or pepper, or so forth, you go put on the fish, chicken, or what have you. So keep it as close to the natural source as possible. And so when we start getting to, like, you purchase something with the label, then you need to read the label.
Mm-hmm.
Because with a lot of what's going on in the food industry now, the labels say, well, 99% fat free. You turn around, read the label, 50 grams of sugar.
So so much sodium.
Hundreds
of milligrams of sodium.
You got to know what you're reading when you're reading food labels. And even when you're making those good food choices, I always caution my clients, don't shop when you're hungry. Mm-hmm. That's the worst time to shop. Because you go into that store and you're starving, you're going to pick everything you possibly can and throw it into that basket. I always teach my clients, shop on the outside of the supermarket. That's where all your fresh produce is. That's where all your non-processed foods are. I always tell, when I teach my health and wellness seminars, if you're shopping in the middle of a supermarket, everything's processed. Everything is packaged. So shop on the outside. Make those good food choices. Eating clean does not have to be unflavorable. Eating clean does not have to be nasty. And you asked the question about rice. Basmati rice is really good. Jasmine rice is good to eat. Brown rice. You have choices of quinoa, couscous, all types of, those are all good carbs. But you just make good food choices. And that's when you can get your nutritionist involved. When you think about fitness, you know, it says it takes a village. Mm-hmm. Fitness is the same way. Get a nice nutritionist, you know, your personal trainers. A lot of us are trained in that area too. We can create meal plans for you, and we can do all of that. But the biggest thing is just getting started.
Yeah. I'm going to get started on a break. But when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about getting fit for the summer and beyond. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment.
A message from the CDC.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are continuing our conversation about getting fit and staying fit for the summer and beyond. During the break, we were talking about eating again. And Jamal, talk to me a little bit about salad dressings, because a lot of people will assume that, yeah, they're going to stop eating fried foods, but they're going to go and they're going to have a salad. But then it's not so much the greens, but what you put on them.
Yes, like when we were talking on the break, we're talking about you want to be able to see through the bottle of the salad dressing. The thicker it is, the more ingredients, usually the more sugar. So you stick to like the Italians, the balsamics, and those kind of dressings. And then even with those, don't get carried away with the dressing on your salad. You want it enough to have some flavor, but not that you're drowning your salad dressing with salad dressing, and then even croutons.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to manage your carbs, and you have now these processed croutons on top of now your raw spinach and kale, whatever other greens you have. So we have now a bunch of croutons, probably maybe too much cheese, a creamy dressing. So now we have defeated the purpose of having a salad. And then people play these psychological games with themselves. Oh, I had a salad today.
What you have on that salad?
I mean, they really I'm feeling good. Like, look, I had a salad for lunch. Fried chicken salad with cheese and ranch dressing and croutons.
And or blue cheese dressing.
Yeah.
Anything that's creamy. White creamy dressings, honey mustard, all of those are loaded with sodium. They're loaded with sugar. So it's counterproductive. It defeats the purpose of what you're trying to accomplish. And then we ask the question, well, why isn't the scale moving or why aren't the inches coming off? We got to make good food choices all the way around, even with condiments. And I'll be honest, they're going to laugh at me, but I like Heinz ketchup.
Okay.
Okay. But it's so much sugar in ketchup.
Yeah.
You know? And I love my Heinz, but now I have to be like, yes, this is coming from a personal trainer, a master trainer. So, you know, I have to have like ketchup on my eggs, on my egg whites. But we just got to make better choices. So in lieu of the ketchup, use some salsa. It's able to add a little bit flavor to it, and you know it's healthier. So it's just making good, healthy choices.
French fries and salsa. Did you just say that?
I don't know about the French fries and salsa. But
yeah, because let's be honest. When you say ketchup,
right?
You know, the word association is, you say ketchup, I say fries.
Right.
So
it's analogous.
Right. It's not you say salsa, I say fries.
But you know what that does? Yeah. How about you just stay with a French fries? Period. There you go.
Oh, yeah, we're getting you out
See?
Of here.
Reverse psychology here. Reverse psychology.
And I think one of the difficult things, one of the biggest struggles that people have, whether they're trying to lose 5 pounds or 50 pounds, is how do you deal with the fact that this just isn't fun?
That's the psychological and mental aspect of it. It has to be purposeful, and you have to see the big picture. The reason you're doing this has to be your motivator. And first is just your overall health, not just the aesthetics. I know everyone wants to look good, but you want to be able to function. You want to be healthy. If you're getting these reports about your cholesterol and blood pressure, the first doctor's prescription is you need to eat better and you need to exercise. That's mm-hmm. the first thing they're going to tell you. Just get you off these meds. They're going to put you on them. Hopefully you get active so I can get you off of them. Mm-hmm. So think about big picture. That should motivate you enough. It's work. I mean, it is not easy. I mean, I'm sure Coach LB has experience. I've had people take a week, two off for various reasons, injury, illness, vacation. Absolutely. And they come back like, it feels like the first day. Well, it's not. You'll bounce back quick. Mm-hmm. But you see how quickly things can change if you don't stay with it. So that you just have to see the big picture for yourself and let that drive you.
What do you think about juicing, Coach LB? That's another fad for some people, mm-hmm. and for others, it is truly a lifestyle.
It is. I would say your body needs sustenance. There has to be balance. Now, if you're juicing in conjunction with eating clean meals, then it can be very effective. But if all you're doing is juicing, then we talked about it earlier. Yes, your body will respond to these fads that you're doing. They'll respond for maybe 1, 2, 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks. But after a while, you're going to plateau because you're not giving your body adequate enough carbs. And carbs is a source of energy. So then you're going to start feeling run down. You're not going to have any energy. And it's going to have a ripple effect in all the other areas of your life. You ever heard about hangry?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That is real. And we all experience it one way or another. So just like a car has to function off of gas, transmission fluid, oil, your body has to do the same thing. So juicing is, I'm not going to say it's not good. But you have to have balance with it. If the only thing you're doing is juicing, it's not going to last. Put some sustenance behind it. Get some good proteins. Get your lean meats. You know, if you're a meat eater, get your lean red meat, your turkey, your chicken.
What's a lean red meat?
Not a lot of fat on it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's trimming the fat off of that. You know, because when you ever cooked like a steak or you fried some, I'm going to say this is how people eat, you fry chicken or even you bake chicken, you see excess fat in the pan. That's because you haven't trimmed the fat off the meat. So if you're going to do the chicken breast, trim the fat off of it. And that gives you that lean meat. There's no fillers in it. It's mm-hmm. real meat.
And that's why a lot of times when you suggested meal plan for someone who does eat chicken, that chicken breast is the suggestion. Because it has the least amount of fat. So the cut of the meat does matter. So like she said, you eat chicken legs or thighs will have more fat than a chicken breast.
Mm-hmm. And like a sirloin versus a ribeye, it's going to be leaner. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's making those cuts of the meat, like you're saying, is what you need to focus on if you're trying to eat clean. Mm-hmm. So there's a system in the process, even when you're going into the store shopping. And that's what coaches are here. We're here to empower our clients to make better food choices, make better lifestyle changes. Because in the end, the question, like you said, is why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. Are we doing it to look like the person in the magazine? No, I'm doing it for myself. That's what we talked with Molette. She does an amazing job. But I asked her, I said, why are you doing this?
Because she wants to look like Beyonce.
I mean, everybody wants that good body. I mean, body image, self-image, we all have. That's part of our psyche. But in the end, I'm talking about longevity. I'm talking about making those significant lifestyle changes that's going to have you here for your children, for your grandchildren, to have a long profession, and to live a good, prosperous life.
So here's the hard question, and we touched on this earlier. What is a good investment for a personal trainer? Because they vary. I mean, you've already mentioned you've talked about boot camps. You're talking about individual training. You're talking about meal prep. Do you do windows? because it sounds like. For some of the services here, you sound like you're a personal aide, not a personal trainer, and that could really frighten some people away who may need that individual help.
Well, I think it's a checklist of things a person needs to figure out. Okay, I need to know how to eat, I need to know how to train, and then when you seek out someone, what are they offering? Are they offering individualized training? Are they offering group training? Are they certified in nutrition? Are they not certified nutritionists? Do I need to see a nutritionist and a trainer? How often do I need to see the trainer? So that's why it's good. Even if nothing else, get a consultation. Get a consultation. Be an information gatherer. So what's overwhelming now can be narrowed down. And so someone who knows nutrition and knows exercise can now give you guidance, okay, here's my next step. You know, and in the, like Coach LB said earlier, is of course talking to your physician. You know what your numbers are, what health issues you have, if you're on medication, how that's going to affect things. If you have an injury, how that's going to affect things. So if nothing else, go get a consultation. So now, because what people is, they just jump out here with no guidance, and they get very discouraged very easy and early in the process, because it's not a plan of action. You have to stick with something long enough to even know what adjustment to make.
I think the other thing is that it's relative to the individual. I mean, we all have different goals. The one thing that I try to do when I'm working with my clients, I ask them questions. What do you do? What do you like to do for fitness? Because sometimes some of my clients play tennis. I'm a USPTR certified tennis pro. I play on the ITF Tour Pro Tennis. So I take my clients sometimes out there and we play tennis. So that's their training for me. I have other clients who box. So they say, hey, coach, I want to do some boxing. Okay. I train fighters. Let's do some boxing. So find out it's relative to each individual. Everything is individually based. Like, I don't know what your training regimen is, but I probably couldn't train like you because we have two different things. But it's relative to the client. And having a consultation is so important when you're doing anything. You just don't want to jump out there. We were talking about early saying someone who's never run before in their life and they go run a 5K. You're opening yourself up for injury. So it's good to take, I always say, 1% improvement every day. It starts with the mental and also in the heart. It's how bad do you want it?
Mm-hmm. And I think with the move for many companies that provide health insurance, you may want to investigate what your health insurance will pay for regarding nutritionists, discounts on health clubs.
Yep. Yep.
And in some cases, they may, depending on your health situation, if you have flexible spending, it may pay for personal training, depending on what your doctor says. There are all kinds of options.
That is true. I actually have a client right now that his personal training is taken care of through his health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
All the invoices are sent it, and they send it to his health insurance. And I say individuals, they don't realize that your health insurance can cover for your personal training costs.
Yeah.
Your health insurance can cover for your nutritionist. We perish for the lack of knowledge. The information is out there. We just have to utilize it. So get into those health insurances. They'll pay for it.
Well, I think that's a great place to end this conversation. I want to thank both of you, Jamal Piper and Coach LB. I appreciate you coming in. I have been reinvigorated so that I can go and see my personal trainer with a smile on my face next week. Thank you all so much.
Thanks for having us.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Thursday, May 9th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.